look, let's not throw this away. Scamming and fraud and corruption and all these things, it's everywhere on this planet.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Unfortunately, because of how underdeveloped some areas in Ghana, parts of Africa is, we're seeing it a bit more. Right?
Yeah.
But there are, this is rampant in so many countries.
Yeah.
And certainly, I'm not looking down on people that do it. I just want us to have a conversation that gives other people options. Because it's interesting, right? Human mind is very interesting. So you can see somebody take a road and die on the road, but you will take it because that's the only option you have.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Aeroplane, it catches fire, people die, get missing.
Yeah.
People still take flights.
Yeah.
If it hasn't really happened to us, we don't internalize it as much.
Right.
So even though we are seeing a lot of young people being busted and being taken into other countries, some of these young people are not feeling it because it hasn't come to them. Like they say, it's only when somebody really close to you dies, that's when you feel the impact of death.
Yeah.
So people are not seeing it and they still do it.
Yeah.
But what option or path did you take differently as a university student?
Okay, so as I was saying, so before even I entered university, I had started something of my own. So as I said, it came from my stepdad. As I watched how he had all these kids and still he was making all this money. So I realized we could do something. But basically, how? And I also used some of my friends. Maybe I got the opportunity that I got to work somewhere and earn something. But somebody is at home. They are trying to get a job there. They are not getting it. So some little advice I gave them was, I think the education, as we say, the basic one, sometimes affected us in a bad way. It also helped us in a good way, in the sense that we made friends. And I don't know, but then you can tell me your circle of friends, at the time you reach that, is just something, somebody is not up to something. Like, any of your friends are not selling anything, you can do affiliate.
Affiliate marketing,
You have, my friend is selling something. Oh, bro, you're selling something. Okay, give me pictures or something. Let me post. If I get, I'll come and take. These are the small money you can take to get. And then sometimes they are like, the job they go get is not paying well enough. Chilly. It won't pay enough. It won't pay enough. But then you can make something out of it. It's called sacrifice. If you can work that work that is giving you 500 cedis a month and maybe 20 cedis a day, if you can sacrifice for give yourself a time, maybe 6 months, 1 year, I need this amount of money, maybe 2,000 to invest in this business. Because if you are going to say you are going to survive on that business or work you're doing, I'm not sure it's going to help, because definitely, as we say, people might consider things you might fall sick, you understand? It's not actually going to help you throughout. So I think working for somebody shouldn't be something you want to do permanent. So at this point, gain something small, invest in something, it will grow.
You, as a university student, where did you get the money to start importing items?
Exactly. I was working, I was being paid monthly. So it was a sacrifice I did.
Okay.
I wouldn't eat twice a day. I'll eat once. And then once is sometimes it's buffalo, 3 cedis I'll buy and eat. Just to save that money I'll get at the end of the month. And the first business I ventured into, I realized I could start with at least as 1,005 cedis.
What business was this?
It was airports. Airports. And then I had to find ways to get it in a way that I wouldn't have to. If I'm importing, we pay shipping costs and all that. So I had to escape that. I didn't know how. Till I sat down one day, I was like, then let me talk to my old man and see if he is importing his stuff.
Pass it through his container.
Exactly. And I would skip that. 1,005 cedis, I was being paid at that time 500 cedis a month. It would take me 3 months to make that money, right?
Look, Dents, I figured out. I just did a masterclass. And one of the things I spoke about much was that, for me, I figured out that the fastest way to make money in 2026 is buying and selling. The fastest way. Now, I'm going to throw this here. I gave it to the people that were at the masterclass, which is the Ghanaian sweet spot in terms of pricing is 50 to 100 cedis. Sweet spot. Very sweet spot. So if you find a product at a cost price of even 25 cedis, 97% of Ghanaians are on WhatsApp. 97% of Ghanaians are on WhatsApp. At a cost of even 25 cedis, you can sell it for 50 cedis. The person pays for delivery charge. You've made a markup on top of that. Now, if you don't know how to sell, this is where content comes in. You create content and use content to sell the product.
100%.
Yeah.
Even on the world market, it's buying and selling.
Yeah.
Stock market, buying and selling.
I call it the basic.
If you learn how to sell, you should never go hungry. Ever. But unfortunately, people will say that it doesn't buy C300 fast enough. So they will take a different path. Now, let's talk about this. Apart from the fact that, you know, money is a big, you know, problem in a lot of people's lives, what is the daily pressures of a young boy growing up?
I think peer influence.
Okay, talk to me.
People might, as my brother was saying, sometimes we put some unrealistic ideas in our head, thinking the influence and the pressure is there. If you don't feel the pressure, you're not a human being.
From where? Where does the pressure come from?
Friends. And then people we see on the social media. Social media, like, you see a person, like, younger than you, and then it's on the media, all this money, all these cars and all that. Naturally, you feel like, because if it was you, you'd be happy to have it, right? So it's up to you to turn that pressure into something else.
It's very interesting. I mean, I'm 35 years old, and I've actually felt like that. Very interesting. I'm in a whole different bubble. I have dreams, I have aspirations, but I'm very laser focused on what I'm looking for out of life.
Right.
All right, right. But then I think, was it still the same even at that?
Yes.
Okay. Then maybe.
I wanted all the fancy things in life, you know, want to be also, you know, want all of that, but it's not because I've seen somebody around me have it and I also really want this.
So why did you want it?
I don't know. Very great question.
Yeah.
So there's an aspect of me.
Okay.
You know, I grew up with two step parents.
Mm.
So I have a stepfather and I have a stepmom. So my experience has always been, I felt like a loner. So I feel like you guys are interviewing me now. I've kind of always felt like between mom and dad is just me. And I've got siblings on this side, siblings on that side. Never really felt that I belonged on each side kind of thing. So it was always a desire to feel seen.
Mm.
I think that's what has given me that laser focus. So every time I'm doing something, it's for me. I mean, look, I've had, and I can't talk about it. I mean, there are some things I can't really say, but I've had some cars. Doesn't really move me anymore. So I've gone back to driving Chinese cars. I mean, I remember when I was about to get married, I was driving a really nice cabriolet Audi. I sold it and I bought a very small Toyota Yaris before I got married. Didn't really care much because I was busy running my business,
right.
Busy, you know, trying to get it in my head up the waters. I naturally quite self-motivated. So it's only in Ghana that when I moved to Ghana, I came to hear the words pressure. Never felt it.
Okay, but don't you think, let's say, at the time you were like 16 to that 18, 19 era, I don't think social media was that.
No. So we had High Five. In our time, we had High Five.
What does that mean?
Yeah, so High Five was a social media account. It was like Facebook.
Okay.
So High Five, we had MySpace, another social media. We had Bebo, we had Tagged.
Okay.
Those were our social media. I mean, we used to also do a lot of conversations on MSN, Skype. You people don't know about all of this.
So probably, if I'm getting you right, as at that time, was it in Ghana or?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the society you grew up from was different because.
But remember, I grew up in a village in Ghana.
Yeah, but
I grew up in a village in Ghana. I went to boarding school when I was 8 years old.
Right.
So
in Ghana, boarding school when I was 8 years old. So I saw people's parents came to visit them in cars.
Yeah.
I always knew that I never had that opportunity. So it was never my problem. Connected Minds Podcast.